Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomer women who are embracing life as we grow older. And one of the best ways to do that is by sharing important insights and information with our younger sisters, and that's where today's show is going to be especially helpful. Of course, we boomers already know that motherhood is not easy, but it can be especially difficult for women who are doing it all as single parents. You know that in today's world, it's awfully difficult to rear a child alone, but single women have to cope with a lot of additional stressors, including work, financial concerns, and just the task of overseeing a household. So that's where today's guest is really going to help. Takia Smith is both a mother and a business professional. Plus, she has a passion for women's empowerment and loves inspiring others to embrace their families and create the lives they want. Currently, Takia is completing her first book. It's called Single Mom and the City, Create Time, Money, and a Rich Life. And she's especially excited to share all the knowledge she's gained. And I am especially excited to start picking her brain. So welcome, Takia.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I appreciate that awesome introduction.
Well, you are going to be an awesome guest, I can already tell, and it's great to have you on the show. And what I thought is I'm going to start out with a general question, because I am guessing, just from the information I have, you yourself are likely a single mother. So I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about some of your, you know, your own personal experiences and how you were inspired to write Single Mom and the City.
Sure. Well, as a lover of Sex and the City, as many probably can tell from the title, the name was definitely inspired by the movie and my love for all of the characters and their intricacies in the movie and show. So one day, the name Single Mom in the City just came to me, and I thought, what an awesome name. And now, at the time, I didn't know what to do with it. It was like, what do I do with that? I have a ton of information that served me well throughout motherhood, and I'm constantly learning more things, you know, on a daily basis than when I talk to moms, read books. And so friends and family would often ask me, like, how do you do it? You know, they would ask me questions like, you're a single mom, how do you have time for X, Y, and Z? How do you make time for yourselves? And then I thought, aha, I should write a book that will have all of this information, like all-encompassing information that could be helpful to moms and especially single moms.
Well, and I think there couldn't be a higher calling than having gone through something yourself, you know, kind of feel at this point, you know, that you've not that life is ever easy on a lot of levels, but you've kind of figured out some things that you can impart to other women who are going through similar situations or are maybe new as single moms. So, Takia, I know you've done a lot of research and you've lived your own life, but from the research and what you've found out, can you distill some of the top challenges that moms face? Because it seems to me there's a lot of them out there. But what are some of the most important issues that single moms have to face?
Absolutely. Definitely a lot of challenge that single moms have to face. And so as I began doing research on single moms specifically to find out if there was even a need for the book, I found staggering numbers. The top three challenges that single moms face are time, money, and self-doubt. Now, many may not know this, but there are over 10 million single moms in the United States alone. And today, one in four children under the age of 18 are being raised without a father. One in four. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And of that, only one-third of the 10 million single moms receive any child support. And on average, the amount's only $430 a month. Right. So among the children living with mothers only, 40% live in poverty, versus only 12% of children in a two-parent household were counted as poor. So needless to say, families headed by single mothers are among the poorest households in the country, and more than a third live in poverty. So when I'm creating a solution for a problem, I like to deal in facts, and these are the facts, and this is definitely a big problem.
Oh, my mouth is hanging open. I had no idea. I had no idea. I mean, and really, when you, I mean, it seems almost insurmountable. So, I mean, your book is really going to be important. How do you address some of these issues? Because you can't, you know, save everybody. I mean, what are some of the practical things that you present in the book?
So I'm tackling those top three challenges that I talked about previously by writing a book that gives information on how to create, the importance of creation, the creating time, money, and a rich life. So I talk about ways to increase income, how to find money, and the importance of life insurance, creating more time through outsourcing, building reliable networks, and asking for help, which frankly, you know, sometimes as women, we're very prideful and it's like we can do it all ourselves and we don't necessarily want to ask for help. But most importantly, I talk about self-care, nurturing your mind, your body, and spirit, and so much more throughout the book. But those are some of the like really important things that people want to know, that people kind of need to know. This first book is about setting the foundation for successful motherhood, because the foundation that we set is just so important. If you think about a house being built, the foundation is imperative, right? And it's just as important in successful parenting. So my book is about creating the life that you want, hence the title, Single Mom in the City, Create Time, Money, and a Rich Life, which it is one, it's the first book in my upcoming series.
Oh, that's really helpful, because you're going to go, I assume, again, building from the foundation, you know, to the higher levels of the house, or to the higher levels of things that you can do for yourself. But I'm so glad you're starting with the self-care, because, again, I'm an older woman, but, you know, it's not so much the case anymore, but I remember, you know, putting myself last on the to-do list. And if you don't, you can't do that. If you are the sole provider and sole parent and sole everything else in a home for children, that's really, really important.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't mean to get too personal, but I assume you, again, are a single parent yourself. And was that part of your personal history? Did you come from a single parent household?
You are correct that, I am a single parent. However, I did not come from a single parent household. I actually came from a very loving, traditional two-parent household, and I'm definitely a culmination of both of my parents, who were very different. But what they provided me was a very stable upbringing that has really, quite frankly, served me well in my parenting currently.
Well, and again, not to get too personal, but do you have more than one child, or are you a single parent to a single child, or
one child? Yes.
And so I'm thinking then that, I mean, it, in some ways that can be easier, but I'm a parent to one child, and in some ways that can be more difficult, because all your eggs are in one basket, so to speak. So,
absolutely.
What are some of the keys that helped you be successful as a single mom?
Well, I'm a continuous work in progress. I mean, I think we all are. And like many moms out there, I never knew or really envisioned what kind of mom I would be, honestly. But I truly believe what led me on the positive path was my childhood foundation. And what I realized is that not all mothers have that foundation in which they were raised, which is why I started sharing why I decided to share the book with the world. When I became a new mom, I wish that there was an all-encompassing book out there that would guide me through the journey of motherhood. Mm-hmm. But when I became a single mom, I needed it. It's something that I just needed more than ever, right? I was now responsible for someone's life, and I just couldn't leave parenting to chance. So what I did was I began reading, researching, talking to thriving moms and experts, learning from their successes and pitfalls of motherhood, and including my own experiences, which included the things that we wish that we could change. You know, it's always better to learn from other people's mistakes rather than make those mistakes yourself. So, you know, I'm definitely a culmination of all of my personal experiences, as well as research and information that I've been so gratefully given by others.
Oh, that, I mean, it sounds like you're really, with the book Single Mom in the City, you're going to distill that information that not only you've learned through your own, you know, growing up, your own parents, mm-hmm. yourself, but all this research you've done, and create kind of a guidebook. Is that your goal?
Exactly. Yes, that's the perfect way to sum it up. A guidebook. Yes.
So in a guide, again, there are so many facets to not only being a parent in the first place, but being a single parent and all the rest of the stuff you have to deal with. Do you have any primary messages you want to get across to women, especially in this first book?
Yeah. So as women, what I want women to know is that as women, we are powerful beyond what our minds can conceive, and I really want my readers to know that. We have the ability to grow and create a life. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than that, right? Creating a life. So I want my readers to know that they can create the life that they want, no matter how wild it is. And honestly, the wilder, the better. And there's a quote, and I can't remember who made this quote, but it's what the mind can conceive, it can achieve. And if you ask any mega rich person or super successful person out there, I am certain that they will agree with that.
I love that, Takia, because you create a vision for yourself, and then I think the universe and your own focus, because you're focused on your mm-hmm. vision, the more that you can do, the more things line up, and you know, these doors kind of open. So I think a great big door is getting your first copy of Single Mom in the City. And speaking of that, when do you expect your book to come out?
October 23rd, 2019.
Oh, so it's coming up very soon. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, when it does,
yes.
I'd love to have you back on, and you can share some more information. But until that time, do you have any final thoughts you'd like our listeners to know before we have to say goodbye?
Yes. So I want your listeners to know that the entire family truly benefits when there is a stable and thriving family environment. So if mothers are happy and healthy, it allows the family to grow and prosper. And then lastly, a quote that I truly love, and the author is unknown, but it's don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect. So wherever you're at, be happy for your children. Be thankful for your health. Be thankful for everything that you have in life, because there's always those with less. So be thankful for where you're at and do your best to grow to a place that you want to be.
Well, that is the perfect high note to conclude this talk. And you will come back in October, I hope, Takia, and share more
Absolutely.
Of these wonderful pieces of information and quotes with us.
Absolutely. I would love it.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, and this, your passion is obvious and the information is really important. So for all you listeners out there, please be sure to share Takia's information with women you know who may be struggling as single moms in the city or in the country or wherever else. It sounds like there's certainly a lot of them. And it's a big and difficult undertaking. And this is one way you can really help. And we'll be looking for that book in October. So, but for you older women, for you boomers, while you're at it, don't forget to go out there and show the world just how feisty a woman over 50 can be. This is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.